Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're here today with Vivian Nantel. She is the author of Becoming the Light, and she's no mystery to her that there's tools that can help about transcendence. And when we tap into the divine within us, we access boundless joy, love, unlimited strength, and inner power. So she's going to help us learn some of these techniques today and the benefits that there are in using these kind of practices. So welcome, Vivian.
Oh, what a pleasure being here. I'm honored. Thank you so much. May I just add one thing? The book is entitled Becoming the Light, Realize Your True Enlightened Nature.
Okay. Yeah, so it's a long title. It's not just Becoming the Light, Realizing Your True and Enlightened Nature.
That's
through Greenleaf Book Group Press. And it's just out in August. So this is brand new book out.
Yeah, it just came out a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, by the way, I am from Canada.
Oh, you are? Whereabouts?
Yes, actually from the province of Quebec.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. What inspired you to write this book, Vivian?
I always knew since I was in my late 20s I was going to write a book, but I did not know this was going to be the book, and it was going to be such a major book. It was originally 850 pages and a daunting task to bring it down without losing the essence was tremendous. It took 10 years to bring it out. I had to really live it. It's through my own suffering, Kathy, that I felt like so much suffering. I was drama and tragedy in my life, and I was seeking the truth. And I knew deep down inside there was something so much more than just being the body and the mind. And I was already very evolved since I was a little girl and asking deep existential questions. And so I was a sincere seeker, and I wanted to help people and help the animal. And when I got hit with advanced breast cancer, I'm just jumping quickly on one of the main aspects that happened on my journey. I was already on the spiritual path and involved doing yogic practices. And that's a crucial aspect, which I'm hoping we'll talk a little more about that.
Oh, absolutely.
So your question, that's what compelled me. And when I almost died of an anaphylactic shock reaction to the chemotherapy, agonizing, I mean, the weather cure there is such a phenomenal story that I knew the time had come to start writing my book. And like I said, it took 10 years to bring it to the world. It's 450 pages now, and everyone has read it. They say, oh my God, it's impossible to put it down. It's so captivating.
Fantastic. I haven't actually seen the book yet, but I'm going to be looking for it.
So, oh, I thought you already had it.
No, I didn't receive it, so I didn't get to have a look through. But I can only imagine 450 pages, and it's about your life experience, and
it's my journey of awakening. Even though it's very, very personal, intimate, it's like your best friend who's talking to you, someone that you really love deeply, and you feel you trust and connected, and yet Kathy is so universal because the human experience has so many nuances, and we all go through the same thing or very similar, or there's our aspect of being a human. It's, yes, we all face the same thing, and as you know, we live in a world of duality, and learning to transcend and to be able to look at major life crisis and even tragedy, which I have had, to be able to have the courage and embrace them as blessing, because there's always some blessing in them, even though it's extremely painful when we are in it. It's hard to realize that, but yeah.
And so Vivian, was this stage 3 cancer a real turning point in all your spiritual growth?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear clearly the question.
Was the stage three cancer a real turning point in your spiritual growth?
I was already there. I was already awakened. But I have to say it was even more deeper. You know, sometimes we think we can't go deeper, but it's endless. It was definitely a major part, but I had already started awakening when I was living way back in the East Coast, because I live in America, in California, and I lived way back when I was in my early 30s, I was hit with a major depression. And that's another aspect that so many people, I mean, it's so common. Cancer, there's such an epidemic of cancer and depression, and now with Lyme disease and those life-threatening co-infection from tick-borne also, which is another epidemic going on now. I see a lot in the world, and that's another subject on its own. But the major depression I suffer was so agonizing, and I unable to function. And it's hard to believe a person like my being, who was so exuberant and bubbly, and I mean, people were so surprised in my family. I attempted to commit suicide, and I was found blue in a coma 5 days later. Mm-hmm. I was asphyxiating to death, and I was brought to, of course, emergency, and they reanimated me, and then to rehabilitation center. And while I was there, I saw, of course, a psychiatrist evaluating. They say there's nothing wrong with you, and you're just going through a severe depression. And I was lacking support,
just
and love, and the belongingness.
Yes.
To me, as I grew up, even though I grew up in a big family, it was dysfunctional, but the lack of love, the lack of direction, the lack of belongingness was so. To answer the question, what occurred there on the day, at that moment I attempted to commit suicide, I felt a very strong divine presence over me. And then when I woke up over the weeks I was there in the hospital, they're recovering, because you have to understand, Katya, I was in a state of helplessness and hopelessness. I had no idea how I was going to move on with my life. I was suffering from such a major heartbreak. Everything came up in an explosion, you know, everything I had repressed for decades of pain and sufferance and a major heartbreak, which the whole story is there, is I couldn't handle it. And so I remember very clearly on that Sunday, the light, I was laying in bed, and there's this light that came in, and I felt like, again, that same divine presence that I felt when I attempted to commit suicide came, and I just felt it, and it was like new life energy, new pranic energy was coming through my entire body. And for the first time after over almost a year and a half, I felt some kind of hope. I felt like I could see the light, that I will find my way, and I will thrive, and I'll be able to help other people. That was a major moment, and that was, like I said, I was in, 33 years old, and mm-hmm. I always look at it, it was like carrying my own cross. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
And how do you help people tap into that divine now?
How do people tap into the divine?
How do you help people tap into that divine essence, which is within each one of us?
I see. Well, I'm not directly helping anyone on the sense like giving program or something like that. I think that's probably your question.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not offering any program, but I would say a good start is, if you're not on the spiritual path, embark on the spiritual path. Go explore, find yourself, because ultimately awakening to our own divine true nature, our ultimate nature, we don't even have to call it divine, because in reality everything is divine. There's two ways to look at it. Everything is divine and sacred, and everything is mundane. You know, it depends, but ultimately everything is just coming from the source of you know, the ultimate source, the absolute God, whatever we call it by so many thousands of names. So going on the spiritual path is huge, and of self-realization. It's beyond religion, it's beyond philosophy, it's beyond all those identification, dharma. You could have a religion and be Christian and be Muslim and be even Hindu, or I have seen on my path so many different people coming from different socioeconomic background, religious background, and looking for the truth, breaking free from what the conditioning and the accumulation of this physical realm, and to look and embarking on taking some spiritual yogic practices. And what I mean by that, it's very important working with pranayama. Pranayama in the yogic tradition, prana comes from life force. Everything is animated in this physical form because of the life force. To do some pranic exercise, and they come from thousands and thousands of years from the lineage of, you know, all the great ascended master. And so depending, you know, you can start working with a spiritual teacher, or if you're ready, you could have a spiritual master and be initiated. And also meditation. But all of those tools, they need, ultimately, it requires self-effort, patience, perseverance, and ultimately, you awake from your own ultimate nature, because, yes, having the help of a Sadguru, which I talk about in depth in my book, What is a Sadguru? And even though there has been bad press on that in decades, but there are some very powerful, great enlightened master on our planet. We're very fortunate. Mm-hmm. And to apply oneself and to be humble and to be receptive and to be open and to be able to let the mind, because people are ruled by their mind, generally speaking. Wouldn't you agree, Kati?
Absolutely, absolutely. So do you think your book can really help people suffering from chronic problems such as depression, anxiety, which come as everything starts like that in the mind, right?
Yes, it will. It's one of the reasons why I wrote it, because when I went through the major crisis, or even when I was younger, I needed it. Oh my God, what occurred in my family was huge tragedy, and I was seeking. I wish someone would have given me a book like that to read, because first of all, it's so inspiring. I'm saying that based on what I've heard from people, and I know the story. I mean, the plane crash involved, how I got into this severe depression, which I was denying. Definitely, it can guide tremendously, and it's filled with insightful. Everyone will receive it differently depending where you are on your journey and how open you are. But if you are ready for it, it could guide you so much, and there is filled with treasure and secret there in the book.
Okay,
but when it comes
Vivian.
To actually practicing those tools, it's not like you can do that over radio or on
TV. Right.
This is done in person with a master, and you have to be initiated, because, like, the second part of the book, Kati, I talk, because first of all, I didn't mention in the beginning, the book is written as a novel, so it's very captivating. I mean, you just, like, you can't put it down.
Okay. Vivian, we're going to have to go to a quick break. And when we come back, you can finish telling us about your book and some of the profound teachers you've had in your life. So we're going to be right back.